the 2019 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Chad Helmanack from the Foundation. I used to call you Chad Give 'em Hell Helmanack, but I think we've moved beyond that by now.
And you just said to watch the language, so I just...
Oh my gosh, I just blew my own rule there. Gosh, man.
But we do give him hell in our own way, in the
good
best way, in the credit union.
Exactly. That's all we can ask. So how, I mean, I know we haven't even started yet, but
yeah.
I'm sure you guys have already been at it for the last couple of days, I'm sure. I'm preparing for tomorrow night's Wegner Awards dinner.
Yes.
That whole thing and all the other assorted activities you guys got going here.
Absolutely. It gives us a chance at the Wegner dinner to recognize some of the great credit union folks, not just them, but the work they're doing to promote our mission collectively. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event as always, and looking forward to a wonderful red carpet
coverage.
Which, yes, that's right.
Be there. Yeah. Live cast, live on the red carpet. So we're going to have fun there. All right. So we're talking with you about new channels and customization for DE lessons. So give us a quick rundown on this. What's going on here?
Sure. So the real rough description of DE for somebody who doesn't know, and actually this is probably a good place to start, because DE is traditionally been a mystery in credit unions. What happens at DE? What kind of, do they tattoo or something at the end of it, and then you don't speak about what happens?
Right there.
And what we're trying to do is spread not just the message of what DE is, but take the lessons from DE and make them more applicable than ever for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So DE is all about, and the way we've been describing it is, in a nutshell, DE is exploring our why. There are a lot of events and great conferences and things that credit unions do to understand the what of our business and the how we do it. But when it comes to the why, there's just not a lot out there, or we talk about it in you know, as a secondary thing. So so the focus is why, exploring our why, and then knowing that DE has its limitations. So it's a training program that offered four times a year. We cap it at about 45 folks a class, and that's limiting for an organization that wants to bring the why into their organization.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we've been doing in partnership with some of our great DE friends at CUNA Mutual Group, who helped us to build this model, it's a customizable model that we can take the DE lessons, so our philosophy, our principles, what makes us credit unions and how we help members, and take those lessons and put them into an organization and say, let's look at your product, services, strategy, your mission through the lens of DE, and let's see how that applies to your business now and then what that means to your business later. So the customization part is really in tailoring it around what the organization needs and who their audience is and all these factors. And it's been a really cool learning experience for us as we build the program.
So how long has the program been activated, I guess?
Sure.
Or in the works?
So we've had a version of it that was, we used to call it a principles and philosophy session, and it was similar presentation. What we did over the past 6 months, I would say, is add this customizable element and really roll it out. So some of the audiences we've worked with, not only CUNA Mutual, who helped us build it and test it a little bit, but we also have worked with some great groups like PSCU. I actually presented some of this content to the most interesting group was a group of examiners from Wisconsin, the actual examiners who will go into credit unions.
Really?
So introducing them to the credit union difference and lessons is something that they don't get a lot of exposure to. And they responded really well to it. And it was a really cool perspective to see them, you know, learning about these things. Some of them had that understanding, but but to explore it in their own way and say that as examiners, you're this critical part of what makes credit unions special. And look at this bigger picture.
Yeah.
It was so, you know, I mentioned those examples because as we customize it, we learn new ways of how to deliver this too. So it's been about 6 months, I'd answer your question.
So is this like an online-based thing, or how is it delivered?
So right now it's an in-person.
Okay.
So we would come into an organization or meet them wherever and have that. We're also building an online channel of this. So even...
well done.
So this is kind of our three approach strategy. And so DE being one of them, and that's the one that really you can't substitute anything for. You're in a classroom with 45 credit union people from around the country and the globe in one room coalescing for a week. There's nothing like it.
Right.
Second, this workshop, this exploring why, And then the online version, which is a really condensed DE model. Again, taking the DE lessons, not substituting for it,
but
really trying to say, some organizations have hundreds or thousands of employees. How do you deliver that to them? Mm-hmm. So the online version is coming too this spring.
Yeah, I would think so. That would be so, I don't know, so just awesome, for lack of a better term. So, because, I mean, gotta leverage the whole online thing to get to a bigger audience, I would think. So,
yeah,
well done, sir. Well done.
And it's interesting to hear how different organizations, credit unions, explain their why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often we do it in mission statements or values and things like that. But truly connecting an employee to say the sales goals we have a purpose at the end of the day to serve our members and communities in the way we always have. The new products and services, our online technology, is enabling people to do business with us in more and better ways. So there's a real... you know, sometimes it seems like the philosophy of credit unions and the business side don't have a clear connection.
Right,
when in
right.
reality, there's a way to make that a really strong connection that at the end of the day, and the coolest part, Mike, is to see employees, whether it's from a talent retention or engagement perspective, they go, I made a connection today, a personal one, and now I feel more attached, more involved in what my credit union's doing.
Right.
And that's a real, I think, payoff for us.
And they get further ingrained into the credit union way, I guess. So so it's all good, all good. I want to get to the show,
please.
The conference.
Yes.
What do you guys want to accomplish here? Besides give this more exposure, but what do you guys have specific goals here and stuff for the foundation? Or
So we've got a couple really big things we're working on. I mean, for the conference, I guess the big one is the Herb Wegner Awards dinner tomorrow night. The other thing we're starting to venture into is the topic of financial health, and exploring that with a lot of different partners and credit unions, and saying this intersection of health and wealth. What can we do currently? What are credit unions doing, and what can we kind of coalesce on with a best practice or ways to really make an impact in helping members in this way? So that's something else that we're really focused on. And I think the other part of it, you know, disaster relief is still one of our core pillars. But I think that, you know, thinking about the why and the financial health and the disaster relief, that's really where our focus is.
Yeah, you guys were busy last year, unfortunately.
I mean,
the work you guys are doing is fantastic, but it's unfortunate that, you know, the circumstances with the fires in California and the hurricanes and North Carolina, I mean, on the East Coast, and who knows what happened in the middle, you know, tornadoes and all. My gosh, it was, you guys were busy last year. So thank you for stepping up in that area.
And thanks to our partners, whether it's state leagues, whether it's credit unions and system partners, for forming that network that gets those funds to people in disasters quickly,
and
credit union folks. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's not a part of your business that you want to do well.
But thank goodness it's there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chad. Well, I'll let you get back to... doing all the great things that you guys are doing. So anything else? Any final words of wisdom here, sir, before you venture out into the great blue yonder that's called the GAC?
I would just encourage folks to think about your why. And I don't know which camera this, there's only one camera, I suppose, Mike. Yeah,
just that one.
This isn't, but
another one later.
What's your why? What's your why, Mike?
Why?
Yeah, why do you do this?
I like promoting the positivity of what this industry does in this country. I think there are some amazing stories that credit unions can tell that I've heard personally, but need to be told to the regular consumer folks out there. So, and I like exposing those stories in a positive way.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that. And I enjoy talking to cool folks like you because I learn a lot. And so therefore I can ask better questions. But ultimately it's just about spreading the good stuff that credit unions do, whether it's through, you know, lending, through technology, through leadership, through community involvement, all that type of stuff. So I really enjoy those stories. That's good stuff.
No, that's great. And thank you for all the value you give back to the industry.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure, sir. My pleasure. There he is, Chad Helmanack.